Welcome to Finding Middle Path, a podcast about all things DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, and the resources around it. I'm your host, Rachel Gilstrom, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the Kansas City area. We see people online and in person in Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Find out more at findingmiddlepath.com. Now, today we're going to talk about the top five reasons why people even go to therapy. This is the most basic thing in therapy, and that's you just coming into our office for the first time. So stick with us as we talk all things therapy and DBT. Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm excited to talk about the top five reasons why people even go to therapy in the first place. This is the obstacle that most therapists have to overcome with just even dealing with mental health. There's so much stigma around people going and reaching out for help. And I think oftentimes when we finally get to that point of people coming into our office, there are a few basic reasons why people even search out therapists in the first place. So we're going to dive right in to the first one. And that is, oftentimes people want help just managing any mental health conditions they've just recently discovered. This could be something that they've been fighting with for a while, such as anxiety or depression, or it could be something pretty recent, such as some trauma situations. Oftentimes people are just trying to figure out how to develop coping strategies, which we talk a lot about on this show, and how to develop just strategies with dealing with difficult emotions and situations. This could be oftentimes when we are in DBT, we're looking for those long-term strategies, or oftentimes some people are coming in for short or what we call solution-focused therapy, and that is just a specific topic. You're coming in, you're trying to find different solutions and problem-solving techniques in order to deal with. We see this in career counseling a lot of times. We see this in making difficult decisions where they just need some additional support and additional resources. But oftentimes, one of the main reasons why people come in my office is because they just want to help dealing with those difficult emotions that they've fought with for so long. And so, you know, what do you think it takes? What do you think it takes a person to finally get to that point and they say, I'm done, I'm ready? And oftentimes, it's really that I just feel like I'm trudging through mud and I just can't get where I want to be, or I just don't feel like I have the support, or I need some just validation. And again, DBT is a great resource. That's my go-to modality. And there are other great modalities that are utilized. And I encourage you to research and really look, what are some great options in treating that mental health that you've been struggling with for so long. Don't just settle with the first counselor you come to, by the way. And a lot of times you can do free consultations or find out more about therapists. So I really encourage you to do that. So again, number one, managing mental health conditions. Number two, improving relationships. And this is huge. We talk about this a lot in DBT, right? In interpersonal effectiveness. But improving relationships, you know, therapy can really help individuals improve their relationships by teaching them how to have better communication skills, how to have conflict resolution, and how to set healthy boundaries. I'm sure you haven't heard me at all talk about boundaries. Actually, that is a giant passion of mine, and figuring out good, healthy boundaries is huge. And oftentimes, you know, that's not just something we learn in a one-time setting. We have to have trial and error, and we have to have situations that arise, whether it's individual, you know, work relationships or friendships or family or dating. There's so many types of relationships. And oftentimes if we feel as if we're failing in one arena, we often feel like we're failing in all the relationship arenas, which we all know that there are some strengths and weaknesses that we can build from, but it's usually not always all. And that's something that we learn about ourselves in therapy. So again, number two, improving relationships. Number three, processing and coping with trauma. As you've heard me talk about before, trauma can be two different types. It can be big T trauma, where there's something, an event that happens, like for instance, you're in a car accident and it's a single event and it's something that was traumatic for you. Or it can be little t trauma, which is trauma that is kind of felt over a span of time. It could be from childhood, it could be from a relationship or a job. It could be various situations, but it's usually things that happen kind of small, but over time, repeatedly. It could also be somewhat big, too. But significant trauma can have an impact on an individual's mental and emotional well-being. And therapy is a safe place to provide support and a place where you can process and learn to cope with trauma. There's a really great TikTok out there that discusses how trauma is stored. And in their example, they have a trash can. In that trash can, it's filled with like crumpled up balls of paper. And the analogy is that in trauma work, we take out each one of those pieces of paper and we flatten them and we fold them up and we still put them in the trash can in this analogy, but we find a way to utilize that space more effectively rather than it feeling like it's taking up so much of our time and space and energy. And that's the thing with trauma. You know, there's no magic way to get rid of the trauma that happened to us. Yet there is a lot of skills and techniques we can teach you to help not only process, but also deal with how are we going to learn to live with this trauma and not let it have such an impact on our life. So there are tons of strategies and tons of different, and most therapists nowadays are trauma informed. It's just a standard in a lot of arenas. We've noticed it be such a piece of just treatment. And so most therapists will have types of strategies, and there are types of therapists that are specifically trained just to deal with trauma. So if that's something you're dealing with, I encourage you to seek those type of therapists out. Number four, goal setting and personal growth. Therapy is a valuable tool for individuals looking to set and achieve personal goals, whether it's improving self-esteem, building confidence, or working through past issues. Therapy is the support and guidance that most people need in order to make meaningful changes. So we talk about goal setting a lot, typically either at, you know, big markers in our life, birthdays, beginning of the year. There's all sorts of things that we decide. I want to lose weight. I want to get a different job. I want to go back to school. And oftentimes they feel somewhat big and we don't really know how to get to that key thing and the goal that we're trying to achieve. And so the thing that we do in therapy is we break it down and we talk about many different things that are kind of what we like to call as barriers. What are the barriers preventing you or have prevented you from getting you where you need to be? Also, can we break it down? Can we set smaller goals? Can we try and even use something as simple as the power of observation, or just being mindful as to where we are even starting? This is where awareness kicks in oftentimes. And we say, let's just be aware of what we're doing currently that's either detracting or either it might be something that's already aiding in us getting to that goal and we weren't aware of it in the first place. So it can be as small or as big as you want it to be, but the therapist is very helpful. Now, are we your accountability buddies? Not really. I mean, I've never punished anyone in therapy. I've never kicked them out of therapy because you didn't achieve your goals. In fact, oftentimes it's a learning experience for us to say, what do you think it was? Was it, you know, a cognitive distortion that kept you from getting there? Was it an emotion? Was it even some sort of trauma? Is it an old voice that's trying to deter you and says you're just not able to meet your goals? I mean, what is it that is keeping you? So those are things that you can often talk through in your therapy session. And there are different types of goal setting techniques out there. We've posted a few on our website. And number five, stress management. I'm sure nobody has stress, right? Just kidding. We all have stress. It depends on how we've decided to manage it. And remember, life is stressful. It just is. I mean, I don't think any of us have not experienced stress in the last 2 to 3 years, especially with so many changes that have happened, right? And we've all had to be as flexible or pivoting or whatever the positive word we've tried to come up with to help us cope. And while those are great coping mechanisms for the time being, it's still a lot to process. It's still a lot of change, right? So remember, life is stressful. It can be more stressful at different times. And therapy is definitely an effective way to deal with and figure out how can I reduce or manage this stress better? Where is it even coming from? Again, is there a cognitive distortion in there that's telling me that I have to be perfect or life has to be perfect? And the towels have got to be perfect. And if they're not perfect, then, you know, there's lots of different things that will come up. And if we don't notice the small voices in our head or the small things that we tell ourselves throughout the day that are actually aiding in our stress being even stronger, then oftentimes we tend to continue because we've learned that being busy is just a way of life. And that's not always true. So in therapy, we learn to identify any kind of stressors and we learn to manage them, which managing can mean taking away or adding either one. And we also learn how to develop healthy coping mechanisms. And healthy coping mechanisms are a giant piece of DBT, right? We talk about distress tolerance, so managing stress in the moment. We talk about emotion regulation. How do I validate and how did I even get to where I was with this emotional mindset? You know, we talk about interpersonal effectiveness. Okay, how do I manage stress in relationships? And then, of course, mindfulness is the very best tool that we can utilize a lot of times if we're feeling stressed in a lot of arenas in our life, right? So mindfulness is a good overarching tool for this, right? So again, let's review. Top five reasons why people go to therapy. Number one, managing mental health conditions or diagnoses, right? Two, improving relationships. Three, coping and processing trauma. Four, goal setting and personal growth. And number five, stress management. Now, I think some of these are pretty clear. It's just nice to see them laid out. And it's also important to note that therapy is a beneficial tool for anyone, regardless of your situation, regardless of your diagnosis, regardless of you thinking you're healthy or not, right? It can be a beneficial and safe place for you to have supportive validation, just talking through your thoughts and feelings. And while that feels like talk therapy sometimes, there's a lot of movement that can come from that. And so working through any challenges that you're facing, it's just nice to have a third party perspective oftentimes. So what is it that's keeping you from therapy? What is it that you think therapy is going to do? I think there's a lot of misnomers out there that it's going to make me worse, or that they're going to put me on a bunch of medication. Or if I go to therapy, maybe it's too late. Maybe I haven't reached out quick and so on and so forth. I hear that a lot with marriages, right? Like the time we finally go to marriage counseling is when we're actually done. And that's not always true. You got to give it a shot. And I think it's one of those last minute, okay, fine. Sometimes we're the last ditch effort. And you know what? I'm okay with that because it means you still gave it a shot. And I'm here for you and I'm here to connect with you. And I think finding a good therapist who meets you where you are is very important. I can't wait to talk to you about what are some of the things to look for in a therapist that's right for you. So be looking for that podcast coming soon. But for now, if you need a therapist, you know, you can always reach out to us at findingmiddlepath.com. We also refer a lot of people to Psychology Today because you're able to narrow down your search a little bit more. You can also reach out to your insurance company and ask them who is a good provider in your area and also narrow down if they're a DBT therapist, an EMDR therapist, and so on and so forth. Oftentimes they'll have services that will even help you to schedule an appointment. You'd be surprised. Insurance companies have come a very long way. If you need any additional help, again, reach out to us at findingmiddlepath.com. and we're excited to talk with you next time. Thanks and have a great day.